This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Ministry of Coal will launch the 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. Among the offered mines, 13 coal mines are fully explored, while 12 are partially explored, providing opportunities for both immediate and future development. The 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions aims to attract significant interest from domestic and international investors, reinforcing India's commitment to self-reliance in energy and industrial growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and China are trying to rebuild the ties damaged by the Galwan Valley clashes of 2020, as the tense relationship will not serve either side. Dr. Jaishankar said, differences should not become disputes and competition should not become conflict. He made this remark while speaking on India-China relations in a conversation with Dr. Kyung Wa Kang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Asia Society in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that since October last year, relations between the two countries have seen some improvement, with both nations working on various aspects of their ties. He said that India and China do not compete on many issues, but because they compete doesn't mean that there should be a conflict between the two countries. He also pointed to foundational shift with change in American position, rise of China.
The United States, which has been for the last 80 years the most powerful country and the country which in many ways underwrote global rules and practices, if the United States starts to change its terms of dealing with the world. So there is something very deep, very profound, very consequential which is happening right now. And there is another trend which precedes that, which is rise of China. The changed American view of globalization has a lot to do with the rise of China.
The National Commission for Women, NCW, has said that it will open a premarital counseling center in every district of the country. Talking to the media in Patna, NCW Chairperson Vijay Rahatkar said this is a new initiative of the commission launched on International Women's Day this year. She said 23 such centers have been opened in 11 states so far. The chairperson said these counseling centers will be opened at government spaces and it will be operated under the supervision of district or municipal bodies. Mrs. Rahatkar said these premarital centers will help those couples who are going to tie the knot. The chairperson said at the center, counsel will provide help regarding social psychology and behavioral aspects of marriage. She added that rising marital disputes, divorce cases, failure marriages are issue of concern as joint families are disintegrating into nuclear families.
ये जो प्री मैरिटल कम्युनिकेशन सेंटर्स है, इस सेंटर्स में इन सभी विषयों की चर्चा होगी, बात होगी, जिसकी वजह से हमारे बच्चे अपनी जिम्मेदारी, अपना भविष्य को बहुत अच्छे तरीके से समझ पाएंगे और उस तरीके से खुद को मोल्ड भी करेंगे. इस तरीके से प्रयास हमने किया है.
NDA MPs from Bihar met at the residence of BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal in New Delhi over dinner yesterday. BJP President JP Nadda, senior leaders of JDU, LJP Ram Vilas, Hindustan Awam Morcha Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha attended the meeting along with BJP MPs from Bihar. The meeting, which took place ahead of the Bihar Assembly poll scheduled later this year, was intended to further fine-tune coordination among the alliance partners in the state. Later, in a social media post, Union Minister and LJPR Chief Chirag Paswan said that the strategies for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections were discussed during the meeting. Union Minister Giriraj Singh from BJP, Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh from JDU, Union Minister Jitendra Manji from HAM and RLM Chief Upendra Kushwaha also attended the meeting. The Khelo India Para Games 2025 is set to conclude with a grand closing ceremony this evening, marking the culmination of an inspiring and action-packed sporting event. Organized by the Sports Authority of India, the ceremony will be graced by Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Khadse. As a key initiative under the Khelo India mission, the Para Games have provided a vital platform for talented athletes to showcase their skills at an elite level. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Rajasthan Royals by 8 wickets at Guwahati last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.